Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Really good teams do really good things, make big shots, and yeah, get some breaks along the way. There's no question about it. The kickball, terrible call. And I think they even admitted that. In these post-game reports, right, they admit that that was a mistake. The offensive foul is an offensive foul. That is a moving pick. He is not set. You want to tell me that you don't call it, man, in that spot? That's fine. I won't argue with you. And I'm the first one to get on officials. But he is clearly not set.
You're right. By the book, that is totally right. But let's just talk for a minute. I'm trying to be fair here.
Sure.
Because if that happened to the Knicks, I would be furious. So think about that, the play where Tyrese Maxey in game two twice was getting tugged at and no calls were made. And the Knicks came back with that crazy.
I agree.
So that was a late in the game, let him play situation.
Different game.
But then in this game, there were too many whistles. So
I agree.
They did set the standard. They were going to call everything for the entire game.
It was also incredibly physical.
Right. You could say that there was consistency there. But I just thought in that situation that it was like, man, you. And even I saw Brian Windhorst talk about it this morning when I was in my office. He's like, I've watched a lot of basketball. I have never in a playoff game in the fourth quarter seen them call that.
My point is not that they should have or should not have called it. My point is, if you're going to say they got away with one, the kickball, they got away with
one. Yeah, sure.
This, to me, by the book, is a foul. I would not have called it. I'll be very clear about that. I want them to play. I think it was Miles Turner that said, you want the players deciding these games. I agree with him 100%. But it's not like they had to come out and say, our bad wasn't an offensive foul. It really was. It was an offensive foul. The Knicks, I don't want to say got lucky. They didn't get lucky.
Well, I mean, DiVincenzo sold it, too. I mean, that's part of it.
Well, DiVincenzo looked like he got run over by a Mack truck.
Right, and then Jalen Brunson's been great at that as well, selling these charges. So, I mean,
But this is my point. You had the kickball. They got away with one. That's fine. The offensive foul to me is an offensive foul. Didn't have to call it. They did. And the challenge by Tibbs on the ball had a bounds. If he doesn't challenge that or doesn't have a challenge, and that's Indiana's ball, that's a one-point game with 20 seconds to go that went their way, sure, but only because the officials made the mistake and they had the challenge in their pocket.
And I also thought, just to be fair, with the first glance, and I mean, there was a lot of negative Knicks things last night, in my opinion. You know, that Tibbs challenge with Jalen Brunson and the foul that they overturned shocked the hell out of me.
I agree.
So there was a bunch of breaks in this game that I could have seen go the other way. I think I got my first ever real sports reply from Funhouse on X. It's generally, hey, did you listen to this? Did you hear that? Here's a video of Boomer playing in the game he was just talking about. He's always good with those things, and Funhouse tips us off to all the dog stuff and the Mike stuff and the Joe stuff, so he's always great with that. But he had like a real Knicks take here. I was like, wow, we actually have a sports take from him. And he said, after what you watched last night, you still like the Knicks in five? Because that's what I said earlier. He goes, man, I don't know. It feels like New York would be lucky to move on. They could get run out of the gym in Indiana. Now, you could look at it like that. Because, as I said many times, I feel like the Knicks got away with one last night. I feel like the Pacers have to think that that was a completely bad, terrible loss that they blew. But it's really more of the take that we had of the Knicks did not play well. They were not good defensively. They didn't get their rebounding going until the fourth quarter. Jalen Brunson had to be a hero, and they still won that game somehow. Now, they got helped out and bailed out a couple of times by the officials, and Tyrese Halliburton was terrible, didn't contribute at all. So if you want to say that that's going to even out at some point, then fine. But the fact that they played or were not the better team on the floor, at least last night, they are in the series, and found a way to win, that does encourage me, because that's how you have to win in this type of environment in the playoffs, and you want to win a championship, you got to be able to get through games like that when you don't have your best stuff.
I'm not, you know, I'm not a Knicks fan. So I watch this as unbiased as I can. I'm not rooting against them. I'm not one of those people either. I watched that game last night. I turned it on at 7:40. I did turn it on and watch start to finish. And I loved what I saw in that first quarter. Second quarter, a little bit more concerned if I was a Knicks fan because of the way Indiana kind of fought through, the way the Knicks were harassing them for the first 12 minutes. The third quarter was odd because you thought that the Pacers might run out a little bit. The Knicks came right back. Next thing you know, you got a tie game. I really do look at it as the Knicks weren't at their best, yet they were good enough to keep Indiana at bay. And yes, things went their way, but they made things happen. And man, if you cannot play your best game and still win, I think it only gets better for them. Now, I do think that there is a chance that they get run out of the building in one of those games in Indiana. I do believe that. If you told me the Knicks went to Indiana, if they win game two, and you told me Indiana beat them 145 to 102 in game three, I wouldn't be shocked, but I would 100% expect them to come back and win game four.
See, that's where I disagree. I don't think that they're capable of that. I do think they could lose a game. I don't think they're capable of giving up 140 points.
If you have one of those games from Indiana where they hit 60% of their threes, those points add up quickly.
I know, but the regular season, some of these teams, they don't even give a crap.
All I said was once. I didn't say they could do it more than once, but I think it would be possible for that to happen. I'm just reacting to his post about
I know,
run out of the building.
Yeah, I just, that I would be very surprised at.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
These Villanova guys that they brought in, I never thought that recreating that was going to work the way that it did. But DiVincenzo and Hart are just the perfect players for this team in this city. Mm-hmm. And DiVincenzo, obviously, with the three-pointers is a big deal. But that when he went to the basket, I think it was the third quarter. He was so quick and moved around two defenders and went in there and got an easy layup. I mean, both those guys going to the basket are fearless. And I think that's where this series, if the Knicks had a huge advantage, it was that. It was getting to the rim on the Pacers. They did it almost every single time that they wanted to. And apparently throughout the year, the Pacers had struggled with that as well. And that's a good thing to have in your back pocket when you're the Knicks and you need a basket where you could either have Josh Hart or Dante DiVincenzo just sprint to the bench, and Jalen Brunson obviously too, just sprint to the hoop and score pretty easily.
And think about where we were with Dante DiVincenzo for some games in the Sixer series. That's another thing about this team that you have to love. There's no egos. There's literally no egos. There's nobody that's going to bitch and complain that they didn't get their minutes, didn't get their shots. Maybe Precious Achiuwa is not happy. I understand that. But, you know, it would have been very easy for Dante DiVincenzo, who missed big parts of games against the Sixers For whatever reason, it was working better with whoever Tibbs was throwing out there. And yet when his name is called, he goes out there and does the job.
I'm guessing you didn't get to this yesterday because there was so much other stuff. The Jimmy Butler clip from over the weekend.
We didn't actually because there was so much. And I know that Pat Riley responded to his own guy, too.
Let's set that up.
So did Tibbs yesterday, I think. He also talked
about
it.
Yeah, I did not see that. All right, well, you can fill in the blanks on that. Let's set it up, though, here. So Butler downgrading the Celtics and the Knicks after he, of course, missed round one for the Heat with that MCL sprain. I'm not sure exactly who he's with here, but as you'll hear at the start, he clearly knows that he was being recorded.
Video this. You got it?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, action. If I was playing, Boston would be at home. New York, damn sure would be at home. Josh Hart,
So no love for the Celtics, the Knicks, or Josh Hart. How about his twice former head coach, Tom Thibodeau?
I love Tibbs, but I don't want to. I love Tibbs. I love you, baby. I want to beat you to a pulp. You want me. I don't want you. It's like a one-sided relationship. You in love with me, and I love you, but I'm not in love with you. You know what I'm saying?
Now, he did have a drink in his hand as he was saying this.
You think?
So, yeah, I would say maybe that's a layer of it.
I mean, yeah, he sounds like he's having a good night.
Yes, he was.
Let's go to Elvin and Elizabeth. What's going on, Elvin?
Hey, morning, gentlemen. How's it going today?
Good, Elvin. What do you got for us?
I was just calling when I heard you guys talking about the scoreboard snafu, and I'm like, I'm looking at it. It was 104.99. Josh Hart drives, gets the bucket, and won. And it should have been 101, 104, but they made it 102.
Yes. Yep.
So I'm like, wait, I'm not going crazy. I got my wife next to me. I'm like, that should be 101. And then sure enough, he misses the free throw, scores his own rebound, and makes it 104. I'm like, oh, my God. The question is, has it ever happened where a team won? Like, what would happen if the Knicks would have won by one? Nobody catches it. What are we talking here?
I don't, Elvin, I don't think that's ever happening because you've got, there are so many people that are watching the game. Plus, I would think someone on the Pacers bench, the Knicks, like whoever it happens to or has happened to in the past, someone's got it. I've been a part of this too many times where they're yelling at the scorer's table to check it. I can't imagine that's ever happened.
Yeah, and also, Elvin, yeah. I mean, think about it. Like, if that were to stay and the Knicks got an extra point, and it figured it out. But also, like, guys like Elvin saw it, I saw it, you saw it, we all saw it. So there's someone in the arena that saw it that's going to get it fixed. That's the bigger point. But let's just for devil's advocate purposes, if that happened and the Knicks got an extra point and the game ended and the Knicks had won by one or just had one period, you have to go back. You have to, if they won by one, if you win by more than one, it's different. But if they had won by 1 point, you have to go back and play. You got to restart the game.
I don't know that they do. I don't know.
It's crazy.
And remember, you do have an official scorer there with a book.
Yeah, I know.
That's
so
logging.
It's probably not going to happen. But
plus, you got the shot chart guys, and I don't mean Evan. Yeah. I mean like league shot chart guys.
It probably wouldn't happen. But if it did, I think you'd have to. I think the only fair thing to do would be go back at
that point
in the game.
Let me ask you this though: why is that any different than missing a call with 2 seconds left when a guy, they say, they clearly blew a foul call that would have put him to the line down one for two free throws?
Because you're giving them an extra point.
I understand.
Like those things, like, you don't know what it's going to lead to in a bad call. This time you just gave them a point for no reason. That's
right.
Why I think it's different.
But I can also make the point that bad foul call changed the game from that point unfairly.
You can. But I think it's even a bridge further when you give a team a point.
I want to see this happen now. I want to see the answer.
Yeah. You know, I would love to. I mean, you know, Adam Silver, if you ask Adam Silver, he would just be like, that would never happen. We've got so many things in place to make sure it hasn't happened. It's never happened in the NBA. It's a stupid thing to talk about, but I'd love to know.
Until it happens.
I'd love to know what he'd say.
Right.
If it did happen.